Already, the chairman of the Criminal Justice Committees in the House and Senate have conducted several surprise inspections. And a comprehensive bill looking to reform the system has been filed by Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers in his capacity as the chair of the Senate panel. It includes more training for prison guards and also defines, quote, neglect of an inmate. And Senate President Andy Gardner praises Evers, who he says continues to take the lead on the issue.
Obviously, it's the chairman's decision what he wants to bring forward, but when Chairman Evers came and talked to me, I was very clear, you know, go forth, you're the chairman of the committee, and as you've seen, he's done a couple surprise visits where he's really pulling all that information together. So, you know, we're very open to it, and obviously the department's going to come forward with some ideas, and the bill that was rolled out yesterday really just starts a dialogue, and we'll let the committee come up with what the recommendations are and see what the Senate wants to do.
House Speaker Steve Crisafulli also weighed in. While he says he's not well enough informed to comment on reform proposals, he's glad talks are moving forward.
Certainly interested in that issue. I know that Chairman Metz went and visited one of the facilities in his area. We're going to have those conversations. I mean, you know, we're at the beginning of the committee weeks and session. Obviously, the committee process will have conversations on these issues as we move forward.
At an annual Associated Press gathering in Tallahassee Wednesday, Governor Rick Scott told reporters he's calling for increased spending on the state's prison system. That differs from 4 years ago when he called for deep cuts to that agency.
Well, first off, Julie Jones is doing and will continue to do a good job. She did a great job at highway safety. It's nice to have a budget surplus.
And Senate Democratic Leader Arthenia Joyner says the issue also gets top billing for her party.
We all know that this is a high priority. It's a priority of the legislature as well as the new DOC secretary. And we need to know what are her plans for cleaning up those responsible and the people who tolerated such inhumane and cruel conditions. Wherever the buck stops, whoever is responsible, they need to be held accountable for their bad acts. And this is what we must do.
Meanwhile, newly appointed Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones says she's still in the process of implementing some of the reforms her predecessor had started, and adds she intends to create some of her own aimed at changing the culture in the state's correctional facilities. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.